Hey there, have your 2024 content marketing efforts stalled already? If you answered yes, book a content strategy call with me to uncover the roadblocks that may be holding you back. Visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com to book your content strategy call and check out the other resources while you're there. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com. Richmond, welcome to Content Marketing School, where we will dive into content marketing strategies specifically for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. Discover how effective content marketing can elevate your brand and grow your business. And if you enjoy the show, don't forget to hit that follow button. Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Welcome to Content Marketing School. If you're a consultant, business owner, or entrepreneur, you're likely using social media to attract potential clients and grow your business. While most of my colleagues and I use LinkedIn as our primary platform, most of us are on other platforms as well. While it's not for everyone, TikTok is my second favorite platform, which is why I wanted to share a few new and some upcoming features on both platforms. Now, I have to start by saying people who still get joy from telling others that LinkedIn isn't Facebook when they share a post that some would consider not professional are going to probably be unhappy with a feature that LinkedIn is testing right now. So here goes. LinkedIn is experimenting with a TikTok-like video feed on its mobile app to help users discover relevant and timely videos more easily. Now, this vertical feed will allow users to easily discover and scroll through relevant videos in a format that's similar to TikTok, Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts. This new video feature is accessible through a dedicated video tab added to the mobile app's bottom navigation bar. That's the little bar on the bottom where if you look at it, you can see home, my network, notifications, etc. After clicking the tab, users can swipe vertically to browse through short-form videos. The videos can be liked, commented on, and shared much like other social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and of course, TikTok. The goal of this new feed is to increase user engagement and discovery of video content through the TikTok-like feed. According to a post that I read on TechCrunch.com, the reason LinkedIn is testing this new video stream is that video is becoming one of the preferred ways for its members to learn from professionals and experts. Now, having said that, TikTok has some new stuff going on too. Now, I realize TikTok is not for everyone, but for people who use it, I want to share this information with you. One fairly recent update is the ability to record and upload videos up to 10 minutes. This allows creators to share more extended content on the platform. This sets TikTok up to compete with YouTube, which has been the go-to place for long-form videos. Very recently, TikTok has rolled out a full-screen feature that lets users watch landscape or 16:9 dimension videos in full-screen mode, similar to YouTube. Now, I've been seeing videos in that landscape format on TikTok for as long as I can remember, from broadcasts, news stations, other creators. I've put them up there myself, and I've gotten some pretty good views from some of them as well. This new feature, however, provides a much better viewing experience than for those wider aspect videos in the past, which if you're on TikTok, you know that they are displayed with big black bars across the top and the bottom. When watching eligible videos, you will see a full screen button right underneath the video, and you just access the full screen mode by clicking on that. Once activated, the video will open in a new window occupying the device's entire display. Now, this shift towards accommodating longer and wider aspect videos aligns with the platform's efforts to compete with YouTube, and respond to the preferences of TikTok users. Now, as someone who absolutely loves video and uses both of these platforms, I'm really excited about these changes. I see them as another opportunity for coaches, business owners, and entrepreneurs like me to become more visible, grow their business, and tap into that know, like, and trust factor that's accelerated with video. I want to leave you with one last thing to think about before I say goodbye. TikTok has started rolling out its Instagram rival called TikTok Notes to select Android and iPhone users for download and limited testing in Australia and Canada. An article on The Verge describes the new app as providing the ability to write up headlines for images above the captions, which Instagram isn't offering right now. They also mentioned that the homepage seems to be divided into two sections, with a separate page where you can view posts from people that you follow, and the other, a For You page, which is kind of the way TikTok was set up when I first joined. The For You page being more of a discovery page. When you click on that, you would see videos that, based on your viewing habits, TikTok thinks that you would like to see. The Verge article also notes that the app is organized kind of like Pinterest homepage, but with a smaller two-column grid. Besides the tweaks that they mention in the article, they conclude that this new TikTok Notes app is very much like Instagram and geared up to be a competitor of that app. As someone who loves media, I am fascinated watching how these platforms are evolving, while LinkedIn seems to be moving more in the direction of pushing video and being more open to what some consider non-professional content. TikTok is moving in a more business direction. Now, there are still plenty of clever dog videos on TikTok, which I love, but there are a lot of business coaches on there as well. And LinkedIn, I am finding now I'm able to get to peek behind the scenes of people's home offices and seeing some tidbits of their personal life. So I'm excited to see what will be coming next and eager to share that with you. Thanks again for joining me today. I hope that you found this episode interesting, informative, and maybe something to pique your curiosity a bit. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning into the Content Marketing Show with me, Annette Richmond. If today's insights have inspired and resonated with you, please share this episode. And if you haven't already, hit the follow button to keep learning and growing with us. Wait, before you go, are you struggling to create original content because you don't know what to say? Download a copy of 25 content ideas to kickstart your social media posts for people who don't know what to say. Use the link in the show notes or visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com.